Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Guys, oh my god. Hey everybody.
Hello everyone.
My name is David Bell.
I am Tom Ryman.
And we just watched Cats!
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 Yes.
Cats!
Oh no.
Oh, Cats. We watched Cats.
Come on! Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
I've got plenty of soul.
Spotlight! And a drum roll, please.
Milk! It's the weekend of the 21st?
The 20th.
The weekend of the 20th, so everybody's out there seeing Cats. Mm-hmm. So we knew we had to.
Nothing else in the theater right now.
Nothing else going on. And we, you know, we've been, it's been a long time coming leading up to this.
It's been like months of build up.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
We couldn't not go see Cats.
No. Tom, how did you like Cats?
It's objectively insane.
Yes.
Like, particularly the first like 30 minutes is the most batshit thing anyone has ever put on film.
Yes, there was a realization in the first 30 minutes because I looked at my clock and realized it had only been 30 minutes, and this like horror dawned on me that this was going to be the whole film. Like,
yes.
It was like, oh, this is it, isn't it? This is what I'm watching.
That's all it is. It's all it is.
There's no plot. I know there's technically a plot, but you have to be told the plot beforehand.
Yeah, they tell you it in like a single sentence in the movie.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I saw this with my father, which was a great way to see it. And he knew what he was getting himself into. It was funny because my nephew was also interested in seeing this. And before we saw it, my dad was like, yeah, I mean, maybe we'll see it twice. It's fine. Whatever. And we saw it. And then we walked out and my dad was very silent. And then he was like, there's no way I can physically or mentally see that movie a second time. And I was like, yeah, I know what you mean. And then he was like, what was it about? And since you had told me, I was able to explain what it was about, which is that the cats are competing to be reincarnated. And he was like, mm-hmm. That's what it's about? And I'm like, yeah, apparently. I mean, neither of us actually knew from what we had seen.
Yeah, you get granted a new life. I mean, it's in there, but it's couched in a lot of cat gibberish.
Yes. Yes, that's a good way of referring to it as cat gibberish.
Mm-hmm. Kibberish.
It's all...
Cabberish.
It's gibberish, man.
And the fact that it opens with the Jenny Anydots musical number, and they decided to not only add mice and cockroaches,
yes,
but to also make them have human faces like the rest of the cast.
Uh-huh. And for her to eat them... Was I hearing it well? The Gumpy Cat?
Yeah, Gumpy Cat.
Okay. There's a lot of words
that
like that where you're like,
they say the phrase Jellicle Cat 158,000 yes. times in the movie. I have no fucking idea what Jellicle means.
Yeah,
it
and
mean
I assumed I was hearing it
names.
Wrong. It's all gibberish. That's what the first problem is. They're like, it's a Gumpy Cat. And I'm like, okay. Which is, it's like an orange tabby. It's like a Somali cat. And it's like a Garfield cat. Yeah, and also a lot of crotch work in that song and dance.
Yeah, there's a lot of going between people's legs and looking at people through your legs. There's a lot of crotch work in this film in general.
Yeah. Also, this is here's the thing. I think this is a bad movie. In terms of, here's why.
Okay.
If I was a fan of the musical, and I know I was looking at social media, and I know Marina would disagree with me on this.
Yes.
But it didn't seem like, even if I liked Cats, it didn't seem like the dancing and visuals was very good.
Well,
like, it didn't seem like a good adaptation in terms of, the singing was fine.
The singing's excellent.
But the dancing and visuals was, well, I thought, just garbage.
Yeah, here's the problem with that. It's because they made the baffling decision to do heavy CG and, like, you know, transmogrify these people into cats instead of doing, like, the costuming from the show. And that it really takes away from the dancing because it makes the dancing look fake.
Yes. Yes, it all looked fake. The gravity didn't. One of my first notes is, what's with the gravity? Because they weren't jumping like cats. They were floating. They would like jump and sort of float from one area to the other. The I should, before that song, the first song is in the weird graveyard, which I didn't know why that was happening. It starts with the main cat. Which I believe is like a Javanese, maybe a British short hair. Her getting dumped out in a sack, a human on the street.
Thrown out of a car, yep.
The character who threw her out of a car, I'm a cat owner, I like cats, but the character who dumped her out in the sack became slowly the character I related to the most. Mm-hmm. In this whole movie, because the more the cat's saying, it was like, yeah, I can see why you dumped that cat into the alleyway. These things are horrifying.
Yeah, if you had like a foot tall little furry human twirling and dancing and singing all over the place about Jellicle and Gumpy cats and the heavy side layer, I would put it in a sack and throw it in a river too.
Yes.
Because I would assume it's an unnatural abomination that is just pissing in the face of all the laws of the universe.
Right, or this is just what cats are, and therefore it's like, no wonder all these cats are in an alleyway. Mm-hmm. And everybody's
dumping
them in
there. Yeah, nobody can stand to have them inside their homes for longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the Gumpy cat, did you notice how fucked up the scale was throughout this entire movie?
Yeah, the scale is very strange. Because I don't know if the scale is supposed to be how tall a cat is when it's on all fours from foot to shoulder, or how tall a cat would be if it was standing on its hind legs.
Right, because sometimes they crawl on fours.
Right, and it seems like the scale switches between the two, because a cat, normal height cat on all fours, is less than a foot tall.
Right.
But if it stood on its back legs, it's like a little, it's like maybe a foot and a half.
Yeah.
So the scale of the movie went all over the place. Like when they're in the beginning, when they're in the alley and the one cat's sitting on a bicycle, I was like, that's a tiny cat or a huge bicycle.
The one that did it for me. Well, first of all, the mice are too small immediately.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then the cockroaches are like too big, I want to say. But they're almost the same size of the mice. I don't know.
If you think about it, they're like about the size of the cat's hand, and that makes sense. Like a roach would be around the same size as a cat's paw.
And then later, the things that did it is, what's the name of the American short hair there?
Jesus Christ, Dave. What was his gimmick?
The magic one.
Oh, Mr. Mistopheles.
He takes out a spoon. When he's doing magic, and he takes out playing cards, and the spoon is, I believe, smaller than the playing cards. And it's like, well, that doesn't work. Like, the scale within the scenes are wrong.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. No, he takes out the playing cards and he fans them.
Yeah,
and then the same shot,
huge,
he takes out spoon and knife, and the scale of those don't work. Because a playing card is, you know, as big as like a wallet.
Yeah, and how big is a spoon? Like, not much bigger than that.
It's pretty big. It's almost two. I would say it's almost like a playing card and a half. I guess it depends on the spoon size. Spoons come in different sizes, so I'll give.
I'm glad that we're talking about the size of spoons.
I mean, this is what this is gonna be, right? the part where the two cats, I forget what breed they are. The ones that are going into people's houses and fucking up the place. They're
Monkey Jerry and I forget the other one.
I don't know. They're like half the size of the bed. And then later when they're doing that train song or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the train song, yeah.
Yeah, they're twice the size of the beds. Tall wise. It's stuff like that where you're like, yeah, I don't know how big these are, and I believe they keep changing in scale constantly. It's like
That's possible.
It's really disturbing. This movie is really unsettling.
Rumpelteazer, that was the other one.
Okay. Do you know their breed?
Monkey Jerry and Rumpelteazer. No, Dave, I don't know their fucking breed.
I think
they're human. They're naked people running around with cat ears on their heads.
Not always naked, but yeah, I don't know. Judi Dench, I think she's a La Perm, maybe, or a Persian.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Idris Elba. He was he brownish? He was probably a Burmese or maybe a Havana brown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying it's good to know. Why not?
I can see the precise level on which you enjoyed cats.
Yeah. this was a hard one, man.
Yeah, it's
I think
cats has always been hard for me because most of the songs I don't really like.
No, I 100% agree. There's the one famous one and it's like, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest are garbage, I thought. They just repeat the same words over and over again.
It's weird. I don't know. I mean, I assume this is in Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote this musical in like the early 80s, so I assume tons of cocaine is to blame.
Yes.
Because the songs, like, with the exception of Memory, which is like the only like kind of like traditionally written song in the movie, like the rest of the songs kind of drop their own hooks like midway and go on these rambling tangents. It's the music is very strangely written in this.
It doesn't feel like songs. I don't know. That's the thing. I didn't want to make a comment about the music, but the music I thought
it's
was
a musical.
Bad. Yes, I thought almost all the songs I thought were bad. So the dancing didn't look good, the songs weren't good, and the visuals were insane. And there's no plot, so it was. I'll tell you. You know what the one moment I enjoyed. Is watching Ray Winstone get whipped in the balls by a chain.
By a giant chain and thrown into the river.
That'll do it for me.
Ray
you know?
Winstone is a character created for the film.
Really?
Yeah.
They just needed him in the movie. They were like, we got to get Ray in this.
How can we adapt Cats without Ray Winstone?
Yeah.
The powerful singing voice of Ray Winstone.
Yeah.
No, in the play, or not the play, in the theatrical show, it's every cat just sort of disappears after they do their musical number. You just never see them again. So I guess the movie was like coming up with a reason for why we would never see these cats again.
Was Idris Elba magical in the play?
I'm not sure.
Why was he magical?
He just was. Like, he can do magic. Mr. Mistopheles can do magic. Like, old Deuteronomy, Judi Dench, she can do that. Like, she has the power of reincarnation. There's just magic.
So he has he has the power of teleportation.
It appears that way. Yeah.
Okay.
But then so does Mr. Mistopheles. So I don't know.
They're night crawlers.
Kinda.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
That they have powers.
Man, so, I read a director with, I mean, a director, an interview with the director, who's Tom Hopper, who directed the Les Miserables movie.
Who's a fantastic director.
And they were saying, they were talking about the effects in the film, and then either he or some of the producers or technical workers on the film were like, well, we tried it with, you know, the way that the production does it with costumes and makeup, and it's like, and it was just really difficult, and the makeup, you know, they kept sweating it off, so we went with this full CG, you know, solution. And I was like, guys, they used the costumes and makeup on the stage for decades now, and it's worked out fine. Like,
right.
I'm sure they're sweating constantly, and they just, you figure it out. Like, it was the decision to do what they did is so baffling.
That's also such a cop out. Cause it's like, it's the equivalent of like how Lucas filmed all the prequels on, he never said this, but it feels like, oh, we decided to film it on a green screen. Cause you know, building sets are hard. It's like, it's hard, and like making movies is tough. So we just like did it the easy way. Like, that's what it sounds like, right? It's just like, yeah, we didn't want to do costumes because that was hard. And it's like, okay, yeah, I mean, that's what making movies is.
It's so weird because it immediately, like, this movie is immediately just fucking weird. Like, the effects
are... It's immediately
are,
horrifying.
It's like upsetting.
The moment the main cat, the Javanese, or maybe a British short hair, I'm not sure. The moment she bursts out of the, sack, it's just like, ah, like it like was shocking to see her. And then their faces don't look like they fit. Like, they look like their faces don't match with the bodies ever.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's, I know people have made the meme. It's like the What We Do in the Shadows cat.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It's picture in your mind. Like, imagine if they had gone with costumes and makeup, and it like it immediately makes everything like at least 60% better. Right?
Yeah, because I was legit excited for this because of the dancing.
And some of the dancing still is able to come through, like that. Scrumble, whatever the fuck, the railway cat. His tap dancing was fucking insane.
Oh yeah, tap dancing cat is weird, but yeah, sure. There's a lot of like wanted posters for a cat. Who put up those wanted posters for a cat?
I don't know, the cat police.
All right.
Although I would like to believe it's the, because they do mention Scotland Yard over and over again in his song. So I would like to think that the actual human police are gunning for this one cat.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to get this fucking cat, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's a real problem on the community.
Yeah, he's magic, like,
committed murders, and he's like selling drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
He's
just
human
his
trafficking.
Character from The Wire.
Yeah, he's just Stringer Bell.
Yeah. Oh man, I like how they all had like movements and stuff. Like, they clearly had like movement coaches, and I know there's like been special features about that. Except for like Judi Dench and Ian McKellen were just like, I'm not doing that cat shit, and they're just like regular whatever. I gotta say, Ian McKellen, I mean, and Judi Dench, they're killing it in this because they're Ian McKellen and Judi Dench. Because they showed up maybe hungover, even though they're really old. Like, they showed up just not giving a fuck, and they still are giving the best performance of the film.
I disagree. I think Ian McKellen gave a fuck.
Yeah, maybe they did.
Because he's doing a thing in the movie.
He is. He's terrific. That's what I mean, is that they give a fuck. They give all their fucks. They give every fuck every movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. God, this movie...
It's a man, this movie is just, it's insane. It's the only,
it's hard to like, you couldn't even watch this on drugs because it's also,
oh,
it's,
I think you could.
Well, you could, but I don't think it'd be as satisfying as people would hope. It's more, I found it troubling. Like, it was a combination of boring and then like visually troubling. Like
it was disturbing.
Like with the what's the actor's name? The one who plays the rag doll. I think it's a rag doll. It could have been a like a Norwegian forest cat. The fat one.
Bustopher Jones. Fucking Christ, Dave.
Right. The Norwegian
I appreciate that you saw this movie yesterday and have had an entire day to come up with this bit.
Oh, I made a note. I was like, what breeds are these cats? Because I wanted to know, and it was like, well, because I don't remember the actors' names, but I can remember like cat breeds.
Oh, that was James Corden.
James Corden, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I knew him. Like I knew who he was. I just couldn't remember the name. Like there's a part where they're pouring liquor in his mouth, and just that moment just shook me to the core. Because it's like this weird CGI liquid going in his mouth. And then he's just like, it looks like he's like sucking on a ghost tit and just like making weird mouth shapes. And it's like all of these elements did not fit together. And they all, it all results in me like getting shudders in my body. Where I'm like,
The liquid that's being poured is also CG.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So it made all, like, it was... Yeah.
It's the knowledge that they took him and they strapped him in a green suit and he just made a bunch of suckling faces and that's all they shot, and then they added it all and you can tell it's all floaty and weird.
Yeah, I understand why they had to kind of do it that way for the joke that they're going for, because the joke is he's taking a drink and then in between each drink he's continuing to hold the note that he was hitting before.
Sure.
And you can't realistically do that if you're actually swallowing liquid.
Sure.
Because that's just waterboarding.
Yeah.
You're not going to waterboard James Corden for cats?
Yeah. At the same time, I feel like they all should have been waterboarded.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would have watched that. Well, okay, we'll get into what I know the tone you have in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I will say right now, this is a great director.
Sure.
And it's a big swing, and it is a miss. That said, I respect it more than any movie that came out this weekend. So,
same.
Yeah.
Same. I have entirely more creative respect for cats than I do for anything else that was released in theaters on December 20th, 2019.
Yes. Making that crystal clear. It reminds me of The Snowman, which is also a great director and had a lot of problems, and there's no denying the movie is bad. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't completely call this movie bad.
Okay.
Because the performances in it, like specifically the singing in it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, in particular, obviously Jennifer Hudson.
She did an amazing job.
She's amazing. Like, yeah, like I had legitimate actual tear coming down my cheek when her.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
And it's because Memory is a fucking devastating song anyway, just from like a lyrical standpoint and the key it's in, and it's Jesus. And then the way she performed it was just like, oh, fuck. Like, as soon as the song started, I was like, oh, I'm in trouble.
Right. Like, right.
So it's, I can't call it bad because it has things like that in it. It's completely insane.
Yeah, it's about a feline suicide cult. If I'm not mistaken,
kind of.
Yeah, it's like a Hail Bop, you know, like it's a.
Yeah, you get to ride a chandelier into the sky.
Yeah, where I believe they're just gonna, like, what's gonna happen is she's gonna run out of oxygen, die in the air. The chandelier hot air balloon is gonna slowly like pop, right? And
it's not a. It was like magic, and then it like we see
I
it.
I could have
we
sworn there was a balloon.
We see it disappear.
I might have completely blacked out at that point.
Yeah, I think it was it's the very last shot of the movie. Is it vanishes into light?
Okay, I was imagining like a chandelier balloon with a dead cat in it, just slamming into the hood of someone's car,
sailing over the Atlantic. Just this dead cat in a hot air balloon.
Yeah. That's what I was imagining, and I still would like to imagine
that's
that.
That's the Heaviside layer.
Yeah.
It's just floating dead over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
It's gonna land in, like, New Jersey, and somebody's going to open up. There's a dead cat in here. So, wait, did the cat make the balloon? Yeah. Was there someone in the balloon with the cat, and they fell out?
Oh, man. Did you notice how Idris Elba gets naked halfway through the movie?
Yeah, in like the last musical number, yeah, it's pretty wild.
He's just suddenly naked, and it was like, what? Okay, you know, explain.
I so appreciated like the first two thirds of his performance because he's just Idris Elba.
Yeah,
like he doesn't even really look like a cat.
No, because
they put him in. Yeah. Yeah. They put a big coat on him and put a hat on his head, and he's like sulking in the shit. It's like, oh, he's just like Idris Elba playing a gangster.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you can't see him well, so it just looks, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got this big coat.
Yeah, it's just Idris Elba hanging out with cat people.
And he's like noticeably like a head taller than the entire rest of the cast.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, it's just a bunch of cats and Idris Elba in this
just
movie.
Hanging out with the cats. Magic Idris Elba.
Yeah. The sorcerer Idris Elba.
What did you think of Taylor Swift?
I mean, she's fine.
White people. I like don't really care about Taylor Swift. I'm not knocking her. Like, she's fine. Whatever. I thought like the main cat was Taylor Swift. The first half of the movie, because I just didn't know. I just forgot what Taylor Swift looked like, and then she showed up.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's Taylor Swift. Oh, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, I will say it is funny that so much of a hubbub was made about her appearance, and she's in one musical number, and that's it.
Yeah, and she gives them catnip that, like, zombifies them. It's like
it gets them like
serpent in the
stoned.
Rainbow. Like, it's like really weird.
Yeah, she turns it into like an opium den.
Yeah. Like catnip, I know what catnip does to cats. It doesn't make them
speed. It's the opposite of what is.
It does depend on the cat, I guess.
That's true.
But that was, that was really, it was just a really like they were like twitchy and weird. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. It was fucked up.
Yeah, it was.
I think she was probably an American wire hair. She had the stripes, right? She was orange.
I think so.
She could have been a Bengal.
Sure.
Oh, no, sorry. British short hair, because it's England, right?
Yeah. Oh, she's that's another thing. That's she sang her song with an English accent.
Did she? That's fucked up.
Yeah, I guess they wanted it. They felt like, well, I mean, if we have a cat come in here with an American accent and start singing, it won't make any sense.
Right. No, that's fair. You got to keep it realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't want to shatter the illusion.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this movie.
Yeah.
So they decided to compete with the Star Wars. They put it out. How big was the budget for this?
$100 million.
Are you? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!
It every single shot is an elaborate effect shot.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm surprised, and it's filled with celebrities. What did they think was going to happen?
I think the goal, the impetus was to get it out in time for award season.
Jesus. Yeah, they want best song, and that's fine, but. This is what I was thinking, is the movie starts with bringing in an outside character, and I immediately was like, oh, good, they knew to do that, so now everybody will explain everything to her, and they don't.
They do.
They do through singing, but you can't understand half of the words. When they're saying shit like Jellicle Cat, I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, is the lyrics aren't clear. They don't explain a plot clearly, and they're also being sung. So you have to keep up. So, like, they just needed dialogue in between the songs that explained what was happening more.
Yeah, I mean...
Like halfway through, Judy Jens says, like, now here's another contestant. And I'm like, I'm sorry, a what? A contestant? Like, are we in a contest right now? I thought she was just meeting random cats and they were singing.
Well, they keep talking about the Jellicle ball and how it's going to be the Jellicle choice of who gets to go to the Heaviside Lair. And it's all gibberish, but like...
That is all gibberish,
I mean,
Tom.
Like, it's... I don't know, man. It's a musical. The exposition is delivered through song.
Yes and no, though. Yes, I agree that that's true. But in most musicals, it's like the exposition is simple. It's like emotions between two characters. It's how a character's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to an elaborate mythology of cat magic.
Yeah.
Like, that needs more explanation than in song. You know what this reminds me of is Tommy. You remember Tommy?
I do remember Tommy. This movie makes more narrative sense to me.
Yes, but, well... Not. It only made sense to me because I had you to tell me what it was about. But it has the same thing where it clearly was drugs. It was like written in that same time with drugs, and it just sounds like just hogwash, like drug induced hogwash.
Yeah. Oh man, and it's like it's very. The music, in addition to, I just personally don't really care for the music. It's also probably Andrew Lloyd Webber's most dated because it kicks in with this synth keyboard jam.
Oh, man, yeah.
That is so dated. Like, it sounds like old video game music, and it's like, oh, man. Like, at least like, the synths in Phantom of the Opera comes in, you're like, all right, yeah, it's like, we got some New Order. Like,
right.
We got some 80s in here.
Yeah.
Like,
this sounds
pretty cool. And also, the music in Phantom of the Opera is way better. But, like,
right.
This is a weird one. It was always a weird one. I was never... I think just the concept, like on a conceptual level, I think this is what appeals to so many people about the show Cats. And the costumes and the dancing, which they just fucking throw out the window for this movie.
That's the thing is, I mean, yeah. Help me understand this because I assumed from watching this that what people liked the most, like, for example, I really liked the movie Fantasia, which is no plot.
No, but it's a series of vignettes. Like, it's...
Yeah, that's true.
It's not meant to have a plot. Some of them, they all have plots within them.
Yeah, but I enjoy, you know, maybe getting high or just being a child and watching it because it's very beautiful.
I would be afraid to watch A Night on Bald Mountain. Hi.
Oh, I've done it. It's pretty great. But it's just very beautiful.
I don't need that memory.
Yeah. It's very visually stimulating.
Uh-huh. Oh, for sure, yeah.
This is visually repelling. And that's why I was like, I bet even Cats fans wouldn't like this. Because I assumed what made Cats appeal to people is they liked the music and they liked the dancing. And the dancing in this was...
The dancing in it is good. It's just with the added layer of effects painted on top of it, it makes it look fakeish in some parts.
There's also not that much of it. Like, a lot of it's like CGI jumping around and like... Like, it felt more like Disney, where it's like jumping from set piece to set piece. Or sometimes it was just a shot of the character singing.
Yeah, I disagree. I think there's an entire sequence where they just stop and dance in front of Judy Dench for 3 minutes.
Oh, I'm not saying there isn't dancing. I'm saying there wasn't as much as I thought there was going to be. Like, the one with the Gumpy cat, like, there's not really dancing in that one.
Not really. I mean, that's... I don't think Rebel Wilson was going to do much dancing.
Right.
Although she sang.
Yeah. Did they all
sing? I believe so.
Yeah, I would.
You can kind of tell. That. Like McCavity is a character who normally doesn't speak.
Which one's
McCavity? Idris. And I don't think Idris sings. I don't know. I think he DJs. I've heard that, but I'm not sure that he sings.
Yeah.
But they got around it because, I mean, in the show, his character doesn't even speak. Like the lady cat, Bombularine or whatever the hell her name is, does perform the entire song about him for him, and he never has to sing a word of it.
Right.
So they got around with that. Ian McKellen kind of cheated his way through it because he doesn't really sing, but he made it work.
Yeah, I feel like, have I seen him sing in other things?
I don't know.
Did Gandalf have to sing anything?
No, I don't think he breaks into song.
Okay.
In The Lord of the Rings or in The Hobbit.
Yeah, I guess not.
He's not throwing it down like Richard Armitage does in The Hobbit, which is the only good part of The Hobbit.
I don't remember.
You don't remember his song? It was in the first trailer. It's this really haunting song.
Oh, I do remember. That's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
It was really good.
Good on him.
So yeah, I don't.
Yep.
I think fucking Rum Tug Tugger was dancing his ass off.
Which was Rum Tug Tugger?
He was the curious cat.
Nope. Tell me a breed. What's the breed, Tom?
I don't fucking know, man. He went into the milk bar. He was the cat that his whole thing was he would be interested in something for like 3 seconds and then just want to be doing the opposite thing.
Man, I don't remember.
He was doing some sweet popping and locking, and he had a really high range.
Oh, where they make the testicle joke.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what breed he is. Sorry, everyone.
I think you're forgiven.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was plenty of dancing in it. I just think the painted over effects of it. It's the fact that they're dancing against a green screen, and then they're being completely covered up by computer effects. It made it look kind of fake. And that's a shame because I know these people are really in there fucking dancing with their asses off, and it just the end result it looked like cartoons dancing. And that's not the effect that you want.
No. And that's where this fails. That's where this falls apart. Mm-hmm. Is because
for sure
the plot is incomprehensible, and so it's like what's left is the visuals, and the CGI was ghastly.
It was not good.
So you take that off the table, and you say, okay, well, at least there's dancing, and then it's like, no, can't really get into the dancing. Again, it's so many talented people, and it's kind of ruined by the filter in which we're watching them. Like, you know what I would be interested in watching? This entire movie just showing the mocap with no CGI.
It would probably look
more like the costumes of the actual show, like skin tight gray. They'd all just be gray cats.
Just do the costumes, man. Why on earth wouldn't you?
I think
they were sweating through it. You don't think they had that problem on Broadway at Jackass?
I think because they were making a movie and they felt like, what's the point of this? I think they didn't know why they were making this movie. And I think they were like, well, we have to do something about them being cats. Like, that seems like that set, like, you can hear the producer being like, oh, and like the fur CGI has gotten really good, like Lion King and Jungle Book. Like, let's make them real cats. You know, like, you can see that idea getting thrown out by some asshole and them all be running with it and being like, all right, yeah, let's do it. You know, like, I almost want to say that the director saying we did those tests and we decided not to do it is an excuse.
It must be.
Yeah, because, I think it's a lie.
The actors were sweating through it. Are you kidding me? They do this on stage. Like, you don't, movie. You can stop and like reapply. They can't do that on stage. And somehow they still managed to do that for decades. No problem.
I think they had no idea who they were making this movie for.
Man.
And I think they were like, let's do those CGI fur like a kids movie because kids is going to love this. And then they were like, well, it's oddly sexual too. Like
it is bewilderingly horny, this movie.
It's very horny.
Oh my God. Watch these kitties fuck.
Yeah. And so it's that mixed in. And then they were like, well, we got to respect the original cat stuff. So I feel like what happened is like, I want to say a lot of the producers or people associated with it had no idea what Cats was and just like knew the idea of it and was like, oh, you're making Cats? Yeah, I'll help produce that. We should do like CGI fur. And like they were throwing out ideas. And mm-hmm. then when you look at the songs and the plot and then you realize like, oh, this isn't really for kids. I don't know what this is. They needed to fundamentally change it if they wanted to go with the CGI angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make it make more sense. Mm-hmm. But that would have pissed off the fans of Cats. And so I think they just didn't know why they were making this movie ultimately.
No, clearly not.
Yeah. And they panicked and they made it like, you know, they were like, let's get some funny actors to do stuff. And then like, oh, let's get some respectable actors. And like, I think at no point did they say no or have a clear vision? And
they had a clear vision.
Yeah.
There is a vision in this movie.
All right, there's a vision, but I guarantee, like, for example, I bet you that they had no idea what the CGI was going to look like until after they were filming.
Yeah.
Like, they never did tests. They never, like, I'm sure the director was just like, okay, well, let's just do it. Film it all, and then we'll figure out what the aesthetic is going to be after, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why the scale is all fucked up. Because I think
it's a weird scale.
Yeah, they just, like, threw it together in post. It's just... Man.
Yeah, it's a thoroughly baffling decision.
Yes. It's
I would never understand it.
It's a historically, like, bad movie in terms of... Again, I get what you're saying where I didn't feel like that it's a bad movie because it has plenty of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a bad movie.
Yeah, in terms of the way it looks and the way it tells a story, yes, it failed.
Yeah. It's a tragic movie.
Just make them in costumes, my man. He didn't sit there looking at Les Mis and be like, we should CG on all the costumes.
Right.
To make them look like they're living during the French Revolution.
It's truly baffling.
You fucking asshole. Just put costumes on them.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You know what I was really disappointed about?
What's that?
And also kind of curious about, well, they never showed what the dogs look like. Are they just going to be bigger people?
I so desperately wanted to see the dog. Like, because it would have been like a fucking giant with a human face
mm-hmm.
running into the room. I was like, I can't wait to see this dog.
I know. They teased it. Also, the dog was barking. Nothing else was making the noises.
Oh.
So do dogs speak English?
Oh, Dave.
What?
Did you forget how all the cats cheered for each performance?
Oh my God, they meowed.
They went like, meow,
meow.
There's just a bunch of adults going like, meow.
I really wanted this movie to end when they were all at the, I believe at the statue.
Yeah,
and like they're doing
statue.
The final song. I wanted just one human voice to be like, shut up, you fucking cats. Jesus, it's all night with you. Like, Or I wanted, like, yeah, one
guy come out and spray him with a garden hose and they all scatter.
Yeah, exactly. Just some guy in his bathrobe like, God damn it.
Yeah, these cats
fucking
have been shrieking all night.
Yeah.
Rawr, 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 rawr. It's like throwing his shoe.
I wanted to see, maybe it cuts to like a real live action, like real world version. You just see it's just cats being like, nah. Just scattering.
Just a nest of mangy alley cats.
That would have been amazing.
And there's another cat floating away in a balloon, just shrieking its head off.
That's how this movie should have ended. That would have been incredible.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, I feel like we've talked enough about Cats.
Yeah. I'm going to ultimately say, don't see this in theaters. I mean, if you're a fan of Cats, obviously you've already seen it.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of doing drugs, then yeah, give it a shot. But mm-hmm.
Give it a whirl.
I think I would have probably not enjoyed but tolerated this film more if at any point I could leave. Or, like, fast forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, do something else. That it was really hard. Like, yeah. I would say get the soundtrack, but I agree with you, Tom, and I know it's a matter of taste, but I don't think most of the songs are very good.
No, but Jennifer Hudson doing Memory is definitely a single you should download.
Yes.
If you feel like weeping.
Yeah, get that single.
Yeah, get that single. I don't know. Marina really, really liked it, and she's a huge fan of the show, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was bizarre to me, but like I could respect a lot of the performances in it.
I mean,
as a movie, it is. I do not understand how this version of the movie is what wound up being produced, because this was a white hot property for years, and Spielberg jumped on it. I don't know if you noticed the Amblin logo at the beginning.
Yeah.
But Spielberg has had the rights to this for a long time. I think since the early 90s.
Yeah. I'm so glad Marina liked it. If only for the mental image of her watching it delighted while you're just blank-faced right next to her. Like, just your brain, like, trying to process this.
Yeah.
Just, like, brow a little furrowed, like...
It would be, like, a shot of Marina's delighted face with the, you know, the magical Mr. Mistopheles song playing, and the slow pan over to me that slowly pushes it on my face, totally blank face, and then the theme from The Shining starts playing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Fucking movie.
So yeah, that's Cats.
That's Cat, guys.
that's Cats.
Yeah, thanks,
it
guys.
It is the craziest movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not ever seen, but it's definitely the craziest movie I've seen in a long time.
Craziest movie of the year, that's for sure.
Almost certainly, yeah.
And, yeah, it's unhinged.
Oof.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to our review of Cats!
Yeah, we hope you're having a great holiday.
Cats!
If you're interested, you should check out our Patreon at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder's a Maniac.
Mm.
You know, stuff. Stuff to
do. Speaking of stuff, we got a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get t-shirts, mugs, stickers, our art prints, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have a brand new tier that we've been pushing too, where you can be a producer of Hypecast and get your name shouted out on the episodes, and you get some merch.
Yeah. So check that out.
How about that?
How about it?
How about that? How about them puckered cat anuses?
Mm-hmm. There were no anuses in
this. Not one puckered cat anus in this film.
I wanted to see six nipples and anuses.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one.
Just crusty little sarlacc butts.